KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
In 2010, James DeMars was the first Arizona composer to be recognized with the Governor's Arts Award, given in honor of a lifetime of extraordinary artistic contributions to the quality of life in our state. Many of his works explore interculturalism, ranging from 1985's Spirit Horses with native flutist R. Carlos Nakai to most recently the 2007 groundbreaking opera Guadalupe, Our Lady of the Roses. DeMars recalls an especially memorable collaboration, the fruit of his long-standing partnership with Robert Doyle, president and owner of Canyon Records.
At one point I got a very unusual phone call from the symphony. Do you think it's possible to write a concerto for powwow drums? And I just laughed. I said, no, you couldn't do that, because a powwow drum, you have five guys singing falsetto, hitting the drum, top of their voices. They're not reading music. Couldn't happen. And then the fellow said, well, we were prepared to offer you the chance to do just that. Would you like to reconsider? Well, I'm sort of a cheap guy, I suppose. I just jumped immediately. I said, oh, I've got to try that. I have to try it. And I did want to. So we began the work, and I teamed up with Robert Doyle at Canyon Records. He was my contact to find the singers. And I remember it was in September, I went out, I think there were still, it was snowing up there, got in the car with Robert, and we drove and drove and drove way into the Yakima Valley, arriving late at night on a little bitty road, and Robert said, I thought there was a powwow tonight, and I thought, oh my God, Robert. But anyway, he found the place, and there we met the Scabby Robe family, who had an interest in moving outside their culture. They had been trying to do powwow gospel, but they said, we just can't find a market for that. And I said, well, that's pretty unusual. But they said, we'd like to work with you. So I spent the time, my time then, about a year, learning to do the powwow singing, and then created a piece for them. And we rehearsed. They do a lot of things at the last minute, but they're excellent musicians. We had the concert with the symphony. It was in the spring, as I recall. And from that, then Robert Doyle again stepped up and made this very significant investment to create a recording. The piece is called Native Drumming, and it is with another piece by Nakai, Two World Concerto. And Robert made that recording, and it's been fascinating because it goes into schools all over the country as something truly unique. And there are places in that music that are just chilling. I mean, you hear the orchestra swelling and so forth, and then the powwow voices come in that high, you know, oh my God. So there's nothing like it, and that's an Arizona product.
I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is produced by 89.5 KBOK and is supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. If you'd like to hear more works by composer James DeMars, visit kbaq.org.